You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's So You Think You Can Dance After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV, So You Think You Can Dance After Show.
What's up, boys and girls? Bing is for doing. We're here at AfterBuzz Studios in lovely Hollywood, California, doing another live after show for So You Think You Can Dance. This is Season 10, Episode 6. We're in Vegas. Finally, we're in Vegas. I'm your host, AJ Gibson, joined by the lovely Chloe West to my right. How are you, Chloe?
Good. How are you?
Good. I like the denim. Is this actually denim? What is that called?
It's denim.
It is denim. Okay, so it's a summer denim.
Right. It's a summer denim.
I like it. And always stylish. We have Kristen Burt on the panel tonight.
Hi.
How are you, doll?
I'm great. How are you?
You're so happy. I love you.
This one's killing me.
The one, the only Jake Dupre.
Hey, shimmy.
You guys, we're excited tonight. We're finally to Vegas. We're getting so much closer to the top 20. I can almost taste it.
Mm-hmm. I can totally taste it.
Yes.
We have so much inside scoop tonight, which is great.
Yeah. Finally, we've been waiting. We've been waiting for the bangs to speak.
I can tell.
Woohoo! So let's get into it, right?
Okay.
Okay, so we find out at the top of this episode that we have 159 dancers in Vegas. I tried to do the math in weeks past. It just didn't work. But we have 159. They've got 4 days, 6 rounds to get through to make it to the Green Mile.
Mm-hmm.
We also find out that Taylor Ward, at the top of the episode, the girl who popped out her knee, and she's out. She didn't make it. And also, the Exorcist didn't make it, which is interesting because they still brought his wife. Let's just talk about this real quick. Because from what she showed us in the initial auditions, she only made it there as part of that whole story.
Right. It was part of the family.
But good for her for still going and trying to put herself through the process.
As you should. And I do think that the little public service announcement of this entire episode was attitude is everything.
And she had a great attitude.
Great attitude. Yes,
she did have a great attitude. Yes. And I loved that about her. Because I didn't know what she was going to be like. Because last time we saw, it was all Exorcist.
Yep.
So she got to shine a little bit, had her moment, and that was pretty cool, I think.
Yep. Yeah. I think that's great that she went there, and it takes a lot of confidence to get there. So
she said she learned a lot. So I mean, even that little short amount of time. I mean, just to be around people like that though has to be inspiring. You know, I know when I'm around people that I want to be like, it just motivates me. So that's got to be a cool part of the experience, mm-hmm. I can imagine. So here we've got a larger judging panel tonight, like we always do in Vegas. We've got Adam Shankman on the panel. We have Twitch and Jason Derulo.
Amazing.
For the first part. His neck is healed. He's all better. Thank God. He's here for this first part of the Vegas callbacks. And they go right into solos.
Mm-hmm. Fight to stay.
Yeah,
fight to stay. That was insane. They didn't even have a key yet.
Yeah, they had to dance a solo to get a room key.
Yeah, that's the first year they've done that.
Yeah, I didn't think they'd done it in the past. And I was like, how heartbreaking is that?
It's kind of mean. And I know, because I worked with you the night before in Dancing with the Stars, you flew very early to Vegas the next day, did you not?
Yeah. It was super early. I mean, you get there and it's like your journey's over or not. I'm going to tell my Vegas situation. I was actually one of the 53 cut the first round. So
no.
It's really tough, and it's something that I work for, and I'm probably going to cry, but it'll be okay.
Well, you're amongst friends.
No, but
we love you.
It's just something that you work really hard for, and I never expected to make it, you know, super far, but it was really cool. It was a little disheartening, and it's kind of affected my dance practice now. Like, I haven't been in classes a lot, and you know, you just need a minute away from it.
Mm-hmm.
For
a minute. But how long ago did Vegas take place, actually?
That was April. My birthday is April 21st on a Sunday. I got there on a Thursday?
Thursday.
The next day, because we shot Dancing with the Stars on this night.
Well, how old are you?
25.
Let it motivate you.
I mean, it
you
is. I mean, it's just like, I just needed a minute, because I had been dedicating a lot of time to learning my solo and really being in class and super learning. So, it was really cool. I never expected to make it that far, so
We're proud of you. Yeah. That's all that matters,
Jake. That's why I've been really cryptic about my whole Vegas thing, because I'm like, not embarrassed, but like, you
know,
your feelings are hurt.
Well, it's got to be an interesting feeling to know that, because to get cut on a solo on day one, when your solo is what got you there, like, shouldn't that have been enough to at least get you through to some choreography or something? That's a little strange to me. I don't understand that.
A couple things. I mean, were you allowed to create a new solo, or were they asking
for the old? They prefer you to do the one that you do when you audition.
Oh, really?
So, see, that's what's weird. Now, if they wanted you to do a new solo, then that would make sense to you.
Some people do come with new solos, though.
Huh.
Would you have come with a new solo?
I came with my old solo, but changed a few things.
Enhanced.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
2.0.
Mm-hmm. Did they give you any notes? No?
No. I mean, it's more like, a lot of them were like, a lot of it has to do with story, too, and I don't have much of, like, a story. Like, I don't have a lot of heartbreak and things.
Maybe
I just started dance,
if I start, like, beating you this year and being like, why did you not make it further?
For sure.
And then for next year, I'll, like, go on and fake it.
Yeah.
Or get some sort of horrible accident.
Do you not have a dance dad?
No, I don't want to tell anyone.
You don't have a dance dad?
I should, like, break my leg or something and then come back.
No, don't break your leg. But how about if I, like, start berating you? I can't believe it!
I hate you!
We have it on camera, and then we can give them the footage.
Well, I was looking for the bangs. Or you could date somebody who's on the season.
Yeah.
Find out who makes it far in the season.
Right now!
Date them, and then next season.
Jake, we have so many good connections.
Oh, yeah, we can.
I think the dating one should work, because then it would be, you could start the press now.
Yeah, it works for what's her name? Cyrus's ex.
Yeah.
Date her this season, the next season.
She left.
Did you really go home that day? Like, I mean, they sent you home that night.
You're, like, done.
No way.
They gave you a ticket, and they're like, we'll see you.
Yeah.
They have, like a row of cabs waiting outside to take you back to the airport. That's just awful.
Basically, I mean, you're not, like, right off the bat, so you have to wait for most of the other people. But 53 people, like, that's a lot of people that got
cut.
So.
And they shuttle you all to the airport and send you out that night. Whoa.
Wow. It's weird because as I look at this, because when we go into the actual, first of all, let's just mention really quickly a couple of the solos that we did get to see. We see Malice Miller, and obviously it's going to be a big night for her, because we knew she was going to be one of these. She's so you think you need.
She's top 20 already. So.
Yeah. And then I love her, after her solo, she goes, I made it to Vegas. And they're like, sweetheart, you're already in Vegas. That was kind of
really cute.
She's adorable. The camera loves her.
I feel like she's gotten better with this solo than she was her initial solo.
Yeah.
I think the nerves were gone maybe a little bit. Mm. I don't know.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Her legs are beautiful.
Yeah, she's very, I wrote down acrobatic and interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Pixie.
Yeah.
Pixie.
And then Donovan Gibbs. This was a sad one. His family was the family who lived in the dance studio because they gave up their home.
Yeah.
But you know what? I thought it was so boring. His solo, I felt like he wasted so much time dancing.
Now, I thought his solo looked different than the first one.
Completely.
And it was not, it didn't showcase what he was capable of doing, because the first one we saw was so dynamic.
Well, it didn't look like he prepared at all. I've seen so many sick freestyles in my life. Like, I know a lot of dancers, and I can't do it, but, like, to go on the spot and do what they do, he had all this time to prepare, and it didn't look like anything.
It looked more like a party dance, like something that he would do, like, a college party or something.
After
a few
drinks.
Yeah.
That's how I dance, after a few drinks.
You know, and it is hard. The pressure, once you're there, I've got to imagine, is tremendous. And some dancers, if they don't have the confidence and the wherewithal, it's self-sabotaging, and you just kind of get up there, and you don't do your best.
Yeah.
Because you're like, I'm not going to make it anyway, you just start telling yourself these stuff, and then you sometimes see dances like that.
Especially when you go into the initial round of auditions, you're like, oh, what have I got to lose?
Yeah.
And then once you're there, there's pressure. It's kind of like, and I've experienced this as a host, going out on auditions, for me, not really, I do well on auditions. On callbacks, and then I start to struggle, because I'm like, oh, now they like me, there's expectations now.
Right.
Same sort of thing, and I can't imagine the pressure of being on it. Well, I can imagine the pressure of being on a television show, but I can't imagine the pressure of being, like, on this sort of a show with so many other skilled people. It just blows my mind.
Well, and when your family gives up their house for a dance studio, there's a lot of pressure as a dancer to kind of live up to that and build a name for this studio.
You're carrying the weight of that.
Yeah.
He made his family proud, though.
He did. And the story they shared of his initial audition, I think, will bring them a lot of success.
Absolutely.
I hope it does.
So.
And then, what's the bow tie boy's name?
Caleb Bronner. I did look it up.
Yeah, we didn't call that one correctly. We thought he'd be like a real character this season, and then out.
But his technique wasn't that good.
Oh, no,
we did talk about that. So obviously, beyond the fun
gimmick,
there's nothing beyond that.
Yeah. So 53 cut by 7 p.m. They said rough. Mm-hmm. It was actually by 7 p.m.
I mean, roughly around that
time. Okay.
Yeah, I always like to know, like, what was the real time frame? I did write that time frame. And I wanted to know the temperature by the pool, because I imagine April sometimes in Las Vegas is not very warm.
They made those kids jump in the pool.
Oh, they actually did end the solos with Fiction. Yes. Another big character of this episode. Going to be a big character the entire season.
So amazing.
I loved his little Michael Jackson move where he grabbed his crossbow. Yes. Whatever. Oh.
That music was perfect for him. All those hits were beautiful.
All those isolations.
So
and
good.
His head roll back.
Oh,
oh
yeah.
My
when he collapsed.
Yes. That was unbelievable. Insane.
I can't even imagine like isolating yourself enough to do
that. And his
That's
chest
crazy.
Was like higher. So when his head went back, it just was such an amazing illusion.
I know.
I couldn't do that move with all three of you like holding me and supporting me as I lie back. I couldn't. There's no way. I love when was it? Who was it? Was it Twitch? You said to him, "You go by fiction, but you laying down fat."
Yeah,
really.
And when you have Twitch rooting for you, you're in good shape.
Yeah, yeah. So, through the solos, we've lost 53 already. We're down to what? We're down to 150-ish, roughly 155-156. Mm-hmm. We move straight into hip hop, which is interesting. We got Nappy Tabs choreographing this.
She's back after baby.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Exciting, right?
You can't even tell she had a baby.
I know.
She's amazing.
She is incredible. They're both incredible. I wrote down that it's smart that they put this first. It shows that they're really trying to hold on to some of these hip hop, these street performers, mm-hmm. to put hip hop first in the rotation, mm-hmm. And to do solos and hip hop. So. Right out the gate, you've got. If you're a street performer, you're like, okay, I can do my solo again. That's great. Yep. So that's going to make it. It's going to justify the fact that I'm here mm-hmm. to everybody else, and then they're going to put me into hip hop, which is probably my best chance at still excelling while I'm kind of getting.
This is where I would have exited for sure.
Right.
If I had made it past solos.
I know, like as a tapper or a ballroom dancer or any contemporary, like you've got to be like hip hop really, but. The way the show is going, they're going for characters now. They're not going for technique as much.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes sense. It makes for an interesting show. A lot of them went through right away. Tashihiko, out.
I thought
he was interesting. I thought he'd have a shot, but yeah.
This one is like second year coming back, yeah. So maybe mm-hmm. he'll be back for season 11.
And then the surprise of the round for me was Shanshan Chow Roethlisberger.
She did so great.
She was great.
Yeah, she was so actually awesome. Good.
You know, she didn't hit her mark all the time, but she had an enthusiasm and an attitude. And again, I'm going to keep saying it. Attitude is everything. That was like the whole theme of the 2 hours.
Seriously.
And it really showcased what, you know, if you just put your heart into it and you go out there and you do it, you do see results.
And it's interesting because the show is really a lot more uplifting than it's been in the seasons past, I feel like. Mm-hmm. And attitude is huge. And she, I always talk about it, she was so grateful. And she was so shocked by it. Like, she didn't go out there expecting
that was so
anything.
Cute.
Yeah, and like, it really validates, I feel like, and maybe that's what this new solo round is. Does for these dancers who do make it past, it validates that it wasn't a fluke, that it wasn't some gimmick, it wasn't some whatever, like for a bowl dancer, a Mongolian bowl dancer, or a Chinese, what was it?
Mongolian.
Yeah. That it wasn't a fluke. She deserved to be here. She made it through another solo and through hip-hop, mm-hmm. of all things, which I thought was pretty cool. She made me cry. And I wrote down, she has a lot of potential and I might love her. Well, we find out later. It doesn't work out, but whatever. And then they cut 29 through this round. So we've only got 77 moving through to the jazz round with mm-hmm. Sonia Taya.
Yeah, and some of the tappers made it through. A lot of the ballroom made it through.
Yeah.
So that was a big chunk.
A lot of ballroom dancers.
Huge.
Yeah.
I really think that last season having Whitney and Lindsay and unfortunately Nick that we saw 1 week, but you know, but having three of them on last season really showcased that ballroom dancers are extremely well trained across the board.
Yeah. And they have that the partnering skills that you need for the show because the show and I'm going to talk about that a little bit later, but there's so much partnering on the show.
That's hip hop dancers.
That's where they come in. That's like their full advantage coming into the competition is all that trust that you put in your partner. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
you see that
we have
in the ballroom.
Armin, which I was so shocked. We can talk about that later.
Yeah, we're going to get to. Well, he's coming up actually very quickly. We can go right into it actually because Armin gets paired with Malice Miller again, a lot of airtime, and this seems to be going well. And then she's getting frustrated because he keeps leaving and he's on his cell phone all the time.
He's tweeting. He's
right?
A big tweeter.
Is he?
He is a big tweeter. I see him on Twitter all the time.
Well, I'm sure he wasn't allowed to tweet while he was there, though, about the show. I'm sure that's in his contract.
No, but he can be tweeting other things.
Yeah. Well, he should have been focusing on his partner because he dropped her ass on her head.
Oh, my God.
Hard. And they said it was their last run-through, like...
I hate when they show that the dropping footage. I'm like, stop,
and they make
stop,
the sound.
Stop, stop.
They add the sound.
Yeah, they add the crunching mm-hmm. and things like that. And he did drop her on cement because in Vegas it's all just concrete and then like carpeting.
What did you think about Sonia saying, "I'm giving you the night to work on this"?
Yeah, what did we think?
Totally
about that?
Planned.
I thought so too.
I wrote this. Totally planned.
I thought
total
so too.
Gimmick.
Yeah.
There was the judges. I mean, honestly, you have to arrange, you know, five people's schedule around this, and all of a sudden you're like,
no,
we're not going to have
you. I'm not letting
you.
Them dance. Yeah.
Totally planned.
They're trying to scare these kids.
Of course.
And it works. Because the thing is, when you're sitting out there and they tell you all of that, and then the next morning when Nigel came in, it's like, well, we don't do this. We gave you an extra night. Whether you believe them or not, it's not significant because you're still scared. And mm-hmm. you've had all that time. They just want to see how they react to pressure.
Exactly. And lack of sleep makes people so emotional and crazy. And so everybody was... Their emotions were way more up. They were going to be fighting with each other.
Well, it creates a better show. And also, yeah. it shows you who the players. Stamina. Yeah, mm-hmm. who are the people that can actually go on tour and can actually work in the industry, can deal with that day in and day out. Because if you can't make it through day one...
And you see, if you notice, like, each night, they made them stay up overnight.
Uh-huh.
They're but this slowly makes me trying mad. To make them, like,
this
fall
makes
apart.
Me mad yeah. because as a TV show, they do have a responsibility to keep people healthy. And I understand that, like, the injuries and, like, people falling on their head adds to the drama. And I know someone's puking in a bucket at some point and all that other stuff. But, honestly, you're looking at young dancers. If you ruin their career, you've already signed a waiver. Like, they have no responsibility at all that they kept you up all night. And to me, that's upsetting because I understand the opportunity that they offer, but you can also have a career-ending injury because of this, too.
Do you think, though, that they're... I don't know. This show feels to me like... I understand they're trying to make a show, but I also feel like this show really respects the dancers. I feel like they really do encourage them. They give them a platform.
They do once you get to Hollywood, yeah. not in Vegas. That's not true. In Vegas. That's they want true. All the drama there.
Yeah. It's well, always, that's where everybody gets injured, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everybody gets sent to the hospital in Vegas. Those are always the clips that they're showing. Yeah.
And Malice did get sent to the hospital. She spent the night in the hospital.
Yeah.
She probably got the most sleep out of anybody.
Yeah. You're probably right.
Right.
It's
very
like
true.
A goal to get hurt in Vegas so you can spend the night in the hospital.
Well, and
I'm sorry, I can't rehearse anymore.
Right. If it had to happen to anybody, that's at least it happened to her because she picks up choreography. You can tell she's a dancer. Mm-hmm. She picked up that choreography very quickly. She probably ran it through her head a million times while she was in the hospital, and she came back. She nailed it the next day.
Mm-hmm.
But then they kind of went off on Armin a little bit and said, look, you need to be a partner. You need to focus. Talk about partnering a little bit. How important is it, especially for the man? How much pressure is that on the man?
I mean, it's so tough because you have to figure out exactly where someone's body is going to be touching yours and what you're going to be touching on them to make it happen. And the thing is, it's so difficult about this short amount of time to learn something are the lifts. Like, that's really tough because you have to worry about someone else. Basically, they could really hurt themselves in your arms. And, like, that's – I commend the people that – can make it look so effortless. But some of the people, like what's his name?
Armin.
Yep. I'm calling him Malice again. But, you know, he just probably was really tired, and you
not
let it
focused.
Slip. And that's the thing about, that's what they did. I'm sure, like, trying to keep these kids up overnight was trying to make something happen like this. Because they knew that all these people would be practicing.
Well, it's weird to me that it happened to a ballroom dancer. Like, he partners a girl all day, every day.
And he has a really strong body, too.
Yeah, it's just when you're tired, your body's just, your mind is elsewhere. He probably wasn't focused. And he's thinking, I can do this in my sleep because mm-hmm. I do it all of the time. And that's when you get lazy or, that's when you make mistakes.
And I'm sure that they have the camera on certain people being like, can you just run this dance like one more time? And then they run it. And then it's just like, oh, we've done it a million times. And then that's whenever the mistakes happen.
Yeah.
Right. It's when you let somebody slip.
And you also have to realize, like, he has a ton of partner experience. She may not. And, you know, you always have to count on your partner. Like, as a female, mm-hmm. I have to know to plie so that you know that, like, I'm ready to go or I'm going to jump or mm-hmm. I'm going to leap or whatever else is happening. But, you know, there's also height differences, which comes into play here, too. Mm-hmm. And it's a big issue. People with longer legs, longer torsos, it's a different weight balance, too. So there's a lot of issues with partners.
And some people can be bad partners where they just throw all their weight onto you and you're like, oh, shit, like, that's a lot to handle on mm-hmm. me right now. So,
Well, luckily she's okay.
Yeah.
She makes
is.
It through.
She's
she makes
great.
It through. Armin also makes it through. He gets a bit of a tongue lashing. We've also, during this portion of the show, we've got Hannah Simone on the panel from New Girl, which
I love her.
She's so stunning.
She was precious, though. All of her comments, she would take her time before she spoke, and then everything she said was just so beautiful and cute. And, like, she almost made me cry every time she spoke.
Yeah. And it's why they don't have Zooey Deschanel back from her show as well.
No. I know, right?
Yes. It's a complete opposite. It's kind of interesting.
Complete opposite.
Yep.
We also have Fiction, again, in this round, performs with Amy...
Yakima.
This one made me cry. He just mm-hmm. kills me.
Mm-hmm.
He's so talented. And he picks up everything, and he's such a sponge. Like, he just takes in everything, and he's this ball of positive energy all the time. He's always happy. He's always grateful. Even later on, when you get into, like, the group numbers, he still maintains his cool. Mm-hmm. And he's a young kid. And he just blows my mind. I love watching him.
I think he's
one of those. He's a Twitch or a Hawk-type character who just kind of picks up all these new things and grows and grows and grows and grows. And
I can't wait to see him on the top 20.
Yeah,
I
he's
know
definitely
in
top 20. I mean, that's
I adore him. I adore him. Who do we all? We have Sydney gets lectured and Jade works.
Sydney
was the tall one. The one that
this is what we were just talking about a moment ago. Sydney, yeah, the partnering. She's taller than her partner, Jade.
Gosh. I mean, I commend her for having the balls to ask that, because that's a tough question to ask. Like, can I dance with someone else? But she really wanted the spot. So I understand. I like that Nigel commended her for that. Mm-hmm. But I also understand, don't throw your partner under the bus, too. Like, that was a little... I didn't like that so much.
Yeah.
And then when they say no, you're like, well, now you have to dance with him. So now the chemistry is really awkward.
Mm-hmm. And you become the dancer with the attitude that they don't want.
And what do you
want
to do if you make it on the show when you're paired with somebody? Like, you going to say, I don't want this person this week? No. Mm-hmm. There's nothing you do about it.
I think, like, some of the people, you know, when Cyrus, who didn't have all the technique that some of the other dancers did, that, like, Keon did or Eliana last season, do you think that they were like, I don't want to do it with him this week? Like, I don't want to dance with him. You can't do that.
Yeah.
You don't have a choice.
Well, he gets votes.
But if you're looking at technique wise, mm-hmm. what the judges are going to nitpick against.
I remember Sasha was paired with Alexander. Do you remember him from that season?
And
And as soon as they were split up in the partnership, he was gone the first time. So
It
was really tough because everyone loved her so much.
Exactly.
So you never know.
Sydney goes through, but Jade, he has to dance for his life for the first time of the night. Jade's interesting to me because when they battle later, I loved him finally. He's a good looking guy. When I watch him dance, I'm like, where is his neck? It's like his head just sits on his shoulders.
His shoulders go up a lot.
Yeah.
He's dancing a little like that.
It's a little odd to me. It's kind of hard to watch.
That's funny. I'm not even looking at his shoulders when he's dancing.
I'm not looking at his shoulders but I noticed.
I was just watching all of his animation, and his arms is insane. He's so good.
He's really great. Talented.
I really like him, and I was really bummed that they kept kind of picking on the animators. I was like, how many modern dancers do you have? Leave two animators, for goodness sake.
Yeah. That's what I thought. We'll get into that one. We get there, but I was frustrated. There's a couple things. I'm like, I have a whole little, like, Nigel Lithgow, what are you doing?
Really? Well, you cut me off at any time to share your thoughts. We've got Malice Miller. Oh, she comes back. She makes it through. What else do we have? Mary. Oh, Mary's the only reason that Armin even made it through these rounds. She was really fighting for him, and she's trying to stick her head out for him. Obviously, they're making a TV show, but she really went to bat for him. But she also let him know, like, listen, pull it together. You can't be like this. You can't not support your partner. You can't be focusing on other things. You're here. Be here. Mm-hmm. Which is fair, I think. Fair. Mm-hmm. Who else do we have? Sexy brother and Shan-Shan. Oh, sexy brother and Shan-Shan goes out this round.
Yeah.
And then the sexy brother with the thighs. Remember him?
No.
With little booty shorts, he went out this round.
Sexy brother.
I don't even know. I wrote down sexy brother. Remember him with the little blue shorts and, like, the white tank top? Gorgeous. Super strong.
Yes.
He went out this round. Yeah, they cut nine
space.
This round.
Yeah,
they cut nine, and we're going through with 68.
I think that overnight really helped a lot of people because they. I mean, I was surprised because Jazz usually they're really cutthroat, especially with Sonya. She'll like let them go. Bye.
Now is she always like? Because like, she's Jazz, but she also does a lot of stuff that's like Mia Michaels esque.
I mean, Jazz and contemporary are like the same.
When I think like
basically.
Tyce DiIorio and Sonya, I don't think they're the same at all. They're both Jazz, though, right?
They have their own style for sure within that category of dance.
Got it. Yeah. Got it. That makes sense to me. All right, so we move on to the ballroom round. We've got Dimitri and Chelsea coming back, which I just love. I love both of them. I think they're great, and it's so cool to see like past. It's interesting to see past contestants who are now pros on other shows now coming back home to
doing choreography and doing extremely well. I mean, there's a whole crop of them on the Dancing with the Stars crew. It's kind of amazing.
Yeah, and they're both great choreographers.
Yep.
She's done great things with all of her partners I've seen. So I watched her season with Helio Castroneves.
Yes. She's great.
Yeah. Awesome. So they're back choreographing this round, and Armin. Mary calls his performance the best of the day, best male performance the entire day.
And I think this is what it is. Armin's very well known in the ballroom scene. Everyone that I've talked to, even from the Dancing with the Stars crew, they know Armin very well. He's known to be an extremely strong dancer, and I think Mary was fighting for that because she knows what he's capable of.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I do think you can see he does have a little bit of a chip on his shoulder, a little bit of attitude, so perhaps that's a problem.
A little bit of a chip, and also I think sometimes there's a bit of a cultural barrier.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Americans can be a little sensitive, and where is he actually from?
He's Armenian.
Armenian, okay. Armin, uh-huh. Really? Really?
He lives in Glendale. Creative.
Perfect. but I noticed it with him. I also noticed it with Maria later. That there's a bit of a cultural like difference where, and he genuinely, and I think with Maria as well, they both kind of came across as kind of harsh, but he didn't even understand. He's like, when they said to him, like, you have an attitude, he genuinely was shocked by that. I feel like he was like, really? Like, I don't mean to be that way at all. It's just who I am.
Yep.
So I appreciate that they actually gave him the time to express that on the show before he gets his ass booted later.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Fiction and Jade both go through this round as well, which is pretty impressive to do ballroom
Let's
for
talk
both
about
of them.
Jenna Johnson.
Yes,
though.
Yes.
Legs, legs, legs.
They're those obsessed
calves,
with her.
Those calves are amazing.
They are. Mm-hmm. You know, something that was interesting, because, you know, I always like to do my little Google search on some of these dancers. She has been living in L.A. and working with Stacey Tukey.
Oh.
And her dance company, which is Steel Motion, which I thought was interesting. I don't know what the contract looks like in terms of, I'm sure there are plenty of these people, because you can't avoid conventions. They all show up at conventions these days. You've all worked with them. But she has been working pretty closely with Stacey, because she performed with her in November when the company did their first performance.
That's the interesting thing about this show, because stuff like that wouldn't fly on most reality shows, like competition shows. Mm-hmm. I've been on one, and it was different. It wasn't talent-based, but it was a competition reality show, and standards and practices are so, like, on it. And, I was on ABC, and the legal department was on top of every move made all day, every day, so everything was completely on the up and up. Wow. Like, this sort of thing, if there's any sort of connection to anybody else, you wouldn't have made it on the show. But being in the dance community, I'm like, how do you get around that?
You can't get around
especially
it. I mean,
especially if they live out here too. It's like, there's no way that you can avoid that.
Standards and practices can only probably work on the voting, making sure that the voting's accurate and fair. Mm-hmm.
Really quickly, this actually just popped into my head just now. The guy who won, So You Think You Can Dance Armenia?
He was there. At the very end, the final five, you know, they had the five ballroom guys.
He was still there.
He was that guy on the end.
Yes.
I thought so.
He looked different, though.
He did.
I was like, who is that?
And he was
that?
A lot shorter than everybody else.
He tiny.
Yeah.
I think a lot of the guys looked different.
Yeah.
Every time they would say their names, I was like, that's them?
Yeah, me too. Yeah,
I forgot about him until just now. Oh, I'm so glad he made it through. That, again, legitimizes that he actually did something.
He's talented.
And Armin was the one who had the music video, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the rap music
video. Jesus.
Yeah, because he wants to be a rapper.
Yeah.
Nice.
Maybe he'll be on that reality show.
Yeah. Oh, and then also in this round, we lose Tommy Tibble, which was a little bit sad.
Yeah.
Kind of a shocker.
Maybe I just not see him as like a strong male presence in terms of a ballroom partner. Maybe that's the only reason why.
Yeah.
But he's fantastic.
And ballroom's hard if you've never done it before.
That would be my worst. I think I'd be terrified to do ballroom.
Whew.
I feel like I could fake my way through a contemporary or a jazz number if I had to and like blend in enough, because I'm 6'5", because I blend in so well. but ballroom would terrify me. No way.
Yeah. Well, Fiction and Jade make it through.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. Yeah. I am so... They're my favorites.
They're
right
just
now.
Natural talents, though. Like, they've taught themselves everything they know. Like, they're just naturals.
And they probably, because they handle so much with footwork already, that they probably can handle it in ballroom.
That's
and also,
true.
I think they know how to relax and learn things instead of being, like, panicked about technique. So they're just like, let it go. Like,
you know, and I feel like so much of ballroom is just performing with your face and being a performer. And
connecting.
I mean, that's how they make their money. Yep. Like, street performers. I mean, you know, they know what they're
doing. Until you make it.
And then we also lose Sydney this round. I will say this, that Sydney kind of went through some stuff and kind of, you know, got a little backlash for making the comment about Jade in the early rounds. And then she kind of commented that she was going to quit. She didn't know how she could keep doing it. And I'm kind of proud of her, though. I'm like, good for you. Because you actually went out. You went out there again and you tried. And you got sent home the right way.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to quitting when somebody else could have taken your spot.
The quitting thing always drives me bananas.
Me too.
Yeah.
But it doesn't for me, because I'm like, good. Somebody who wants it more is there.
That's true.
And
I'm like,
good, get rid of, like, versus, like, them bringing her on and somebody else leaving.
But I feel like she took someone's ticket to Vegas.
That's what I look at.
That's
I'm like,
yeah. But she didn't quit, which is good, so.
Yeah. And I hate that they showed all that stuff for her, because if she goes and works professionally, everyone's like, oh, that's that one girl.
It is.
You know, and
so
that's just
true.
Like, that hurts her reputation. I don't like that.
I know a girl who was on Survivor a few years ago, and she quit Survivor. And lost her job as a teacher because of it, and literally had to change careers completely because could not get a job because of it, because of the backlash. Granted, she was pretty awful, but she's starving and out there for weeks at a time, and
it
you
does
know,
things to your
exactly,
mind.
Exactly. So, I'm glad she went out the right way. I'm happy for her.
Yeah.
Before we move on to the group night, you guys, I want to thank you all for watching us on YouTube, for listening to us on iTunes. Remind you to get on iTunes and comment. Leave us comments. We will comment back. Leave us 5 stars, please. Tell all your friends and family about us as well. If you guys are fans of our show or any of the shows here at AfterBuzz, you can also have all of your favorite podcasts automatically downloaded to your phone every single day via an app called Podcasts with an S. We really do appreciate your comments, guys. We do this for you because we're fans, just like you guys are. Obviously, this guy's a fan. He was almost on the show. Well, season 11, you guys, we're all going to be back, and
We'll see.
Because he's going to be on it.
We'll keep your chair warm, though, for season 12.
I know, because what better, like, comeback story
but,
than,
you
like,
know. Yeah.
We'll you were going to make it we'll for see. Season we'll 11. See. I'm trying to get you a good tape. I'm trying so hard.
So thank you, guys. Please, please, please leave us comments and then rate us 5 stars. Please. Thank you. Moving on. We've got group night. This is always a fun one. Uh-huh. It's always, I feel like the group numbers were either a big hit or a huge train wreck. Exactly.
Group night's my favorite night. I wish they did group night on the show.
I do too.
When they got to top 20.
That'd be fun.
Well, it really shows you, I think, after you watch all the choreography they do, it shows you how talented the choreographers actually are.
Mm-hmm.
Because just
or
because
art.
Well, the actual choreographers that we've seen up to this point,
yes.
The Sonya Tyes and the Nappy
yes.
Tabs, and because when we get to the group numbers, we realize that not all dancers are choreographers.
Nope.
It seems like a natural progression. A lot of dancers can do it well, but a lot of them can't.
Yeah.
And we see that very quickly.
I always think if I were to go on the show, I would definitely not volunteer to choreograph.
Oh, never.
In
never.
My group.
There's always that one type A personality in the group that's like, I got it. I'm a genius. I can do this.
And I would be the follower. I'd be like, whatever you say, yeah. Just so we look good.
Yeah, like, it's like on Celeb things. Apprentice when you're like, I'll be the leader this week.
Project manager.
Done, yeah. Project manager.
Yeah, kiss of death.
Bye-bye.
So the first group, though, goes up and dances to celebrate Boston, which I thought was pretty cool.
That was really
great.
I'm always initially kind of, like, leery of these things because I'm like, okay, you guys, we
Me
get
too.
It. Like, I'm pessimist. I'm like, you guys are trying to get votes. I get it. But
it's
it
like the
9/11
card.
Yeah, exactly.
It was very successful, and also we have to remember that it had just happened
just happened
a week ago.
Yeah.
So
that was true.
Yeah.
It was a gorgeous number.
It was stunning.
It was so pretty.
I liked the very beginning when they just like rolled their feet. Like it was so cool. It was a collective sigh. It was so nice.
It was so beautiful, and I loved how there was always two things going on.
Yeah.
There were two stories the whole time. But they all made sense together. It was just beautiful. Whoever choreographed that did a really good job.
Well, I'm also usually not a fan of things that aren't symmetrical in anything in life. But it was balanced enough, if that made sense to me, if it makes sense to you. Because I like things to be lined up just so. But if there's balance, I can live with it.
Yeah. Well, constantly we were creating like really beautiful pictures and different moments, and they complemented each other, so that's why it worked.
Like each group, whenever they're separated, they weren't trying to steal the focus from the other group. It was like a collective image.
Yeah.
And that one girl, Jasmine, with the afro, I'm really rooting for her because I think this is her third season back. I think she'll make the show. I hope she does because I think she's been trying for a long time. Gosh. So
that would be a great story.
Yeah.
Well, they collectively made it through, all five of them.
Hey.
And then we have Facts with a Little Fiction is the group name for the next group, which is adorable because, of course, again, fiction. He's all over this episode.
Top 20 for sure.
Yeah.
Well, no question.
Like in Hollywood.
Yeah, he's so you think can dance. while they're practicing, Derek, one of the group members, goes out to smoke a cigarette. He's saying he's going to go to bed. He's throwing a
fit. Quit for the night.
Yeah, he's done. Like, nothing would make me lose my mind more than somebody who's going to quit. Like, I'm glad they actually said this later, but it's a minute and a half.
Yeah.
Like, you give everything you have, and I understand what it's like to be at that point where you just want to quit and just you're exhausted and you don't want cameras on you.
But you have four other people relying on you.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And you just
five in
you
that group.
Do not quit.
Yeah. And it's one night. Come on.
Like, get over it.
You're young. You can go to sleep next week.
Sleep when you're dead.
Yeah, that's the thing that kills me about these shows. And you would see it on American Idol whenever they would do their group songs. There's always these people. But it's like, it's one night. Get over yourself. And this is the first night of, or no, this is second night.
Second night.
So it's like, come on, you were this close.
Uh-huh. And
close to changing your life.
And that's the thing that, they talk about this a lot here. We know that Maria, our boss, Maria Menounos, she's the type of person, she's always working. She's always doing something. There's no time off. Kristen, another perfect example. Kristen has a career because she's created a career. She's always working. No, but you're up early, you're in bed late, you're always working on your craft. And that's why you're successful. A guy like this, like, you're not going to make it at anything in life if you think, I need 8 hours of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I need 8 hours of sleep. It frustates me. It just, people like him just frustrate me in general.
I was glad he was kicked off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think anyone was like,
and also the producers, they film overnight all this stuff and then they tell the judges.
Do they? I was wondering
if they did.
Of course they do.
Because that's the good storyline for the group when they come in the morning.
And that Sydney girl that whenever she asked Sonya if she could change partners, the judges wouldn't know that.
Of course.
Because they weren't there.
Of course.
And then all of a sudden they were, oh, is that the girl?
Producers are feeding them.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Derek doesn't make it through. Christiana? She's also out.
Yes.
Scare for the other four, but they all do make it through.
Mm-hmm.
And again, Fiction's attitude. Love, love, love his attitude. I want to let Chloe talk about Serial Buddies really quickly. The Adventures of Serial Buddies.
The Adventures of Serial Buddies. Well, this is an amazing, hilarious film about two serial killers who become friends. And it is a very much a romp comedy. And what's great about Serial Buddies, you guys can go on iTunes and you can download it. I think it's like $4. And it's really, really cheap and affordable. But all the proceeds come to AfterBuzz so that we don't have annoying commercials during the show. You know, no pop-ups. It's just us giving you all the fun info about all of your favorite shows. And so you can go to SerialBuddies.com or AdventuresOfSerialBuddies.com, download it there, or download it from iTunes, and it all comes to help us here. So everything is for AfterBuzz.
Yeah, starring our very own Maria Menounos.
And
Kathy Lee Gifford. And yeah,
Beth Bears from Two Broke Girls. I mean, there's so many people in it. It's awesome.
And if you're a little bit quirky and awkward like I am, you're going to love this movie, you guys. It's just fun and different. There's nothing else like it right now.
I love quirky.
I do love quirky.
It's like Dumb and Dumber with serial killers.
Dumb and Dumber, the sequel, though, was just axed again. Did you guys hear about this?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Again. It breaks my heart, but we're not going to go
it's
there.
It's like Ghostbusters 3.
Just can't happen.
Nope.
Moving on. We really dated ourselves right there. You brought up Ghostbusters, and I brought up Dumb and Dumber. We're young. We promise. So, let's move on to this other group with Maria. Let's talk about Maria for a little bit.
Maria.
Yeah, she's a little high maintenance.
She's a pain in the butt.
Completely.
I was so pissed she got, they were like giving her so much love and they were like, you were amazing. They didn't even put you in it. Blah, 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 blah. I wanted to be like, no, she's the worst. But then she got kicked off. So then I was like,
yeah,
okay.
I mean, I wrote, did she even dance in rehearsal? I mean, seriously, yeah. She was in that chair.
She was standing
up against the wall.
Videoing with her iPhone to like get like, a, like what? I don't.
And sweet Tucker Knox, he was like, everyone's on edge.
Yeah.
I know, I like, loved that.
He was so sweet.
That would have been Jake. It's like the nice southern
like,
boy.
Just everyone calm
that
down.
Would not, I would have been the girl with the thing on her head, the bun on her head, being like, I can't stand this bitch. I'm going to kill her. Like, that would have been me completely.
And then they were all hugging at the, after they performed. I was like,
I was shocked that they were hugging.
Well, she kept saying, she's like, I don't want to do lifts. I'm like, what show do you think you're on?
She's done lifts for the past like three rounds. Yes. Like, what is this?
That and I was like, are you a ballroom dancer?
Yes.
Isn't that what you do?
And you're expected to do all styles. She's clearly trained in all styles. What was going on?
I felt like for her, I felt like, just like with Armin, I think there's a little bit of a barrier. I think that she is really insecure in this dance style. Mm-hmm. And I think it came through as her just saying no to everything.
Yeah.
I think she's probably exhausted. Yep. She seemed like a nice person, but I feel like she was just like, look, I'm going to look stupid. I'm not comfortable with this. So, no.
And I think maybe she didn't have the vocabulary to say, maybe let's try this way or, like, give a little something that can make it the transition easier for her.
The language barrier can be frustrating.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
I got frustrated, though, at Nigel at this point because clearly he had been sort of clued in on that there had been some strife between the group. And he was like, was there no room for Latin in this dance before he's seen the dance?
Yes. I know.
And I'm like, Nigel, if you're watching this, let me tell you, it's so you think you can dance. You need to tap and contemporary and ballet and hip-hop and... What are you talking about? There's no room for Latin. It's like four counts of eight. Come on.
I hope she got that camera for the entire
I
rant.
Hope the whole thing. I'm
I
so angry.
No, I totally. I was frustrated as well. What did you have to say?
Yeah. Well, I was just going to say, like, why doesn't he ask every time, like, isn't there any room for tap? Like, why does no one do it?
Why are you guys
number?
Not animating in that contemporary number?
Like, why?
Yeah. I thought it was a little bit frustrating. And because she wasn't really a good team player. And that's what this entire round is about.
Yeah.
It's seeing who stands out in a group and who doesn't and who kind of holds the group back. Luckily, I thought the number was beautiful.
It was
really
so
pretty.
Cool.
And I always get nervous when people use props. I'm like, oh, chairs. Mm-hmm. I've seen chairs a million times.
Yeah.
But I actually really thought it was pretty cool.
It almost seemed like a dance company piece. Like, it wasn't super showy. It was just simple and
it
nice.
It was very Juilliard and Tucker went to Juilliard. Yeah. That's what it reeked of for me.
Yeah.
Very you know modern.
What else was I thinking? Oh, parts of it reminded me of the bench dance.
Yes.
With Heidi and was it Heidi and Travis? Yeah.
Yep.
Years ago. Oh, that was a lot. They redid it last year, though, right?
Yes.
Yeah, they did.
What I really was impressed with was that was the one group who they said got zero sleep. literally was working all night. So I was, when I'm watching them, I'm like, oh no, something's going to happen. Someone's going to fall. Yeah. But I felt like they were all even more emotionally connected because they were just so exhausted.
You just give in.
And that's, and that's the thing that I think, beautiful. I think that's what they're really trying to do when they exhaust them is bring out something else. Because I forget which choreographer said it, Sonia or Stacey. One of them said, keep going, keep pushing through because your body can handle a lot more than your mind thinks it can. Yeah, and it's so true. And until you get, until somebody pushes you there, most people don't have that sort of self-dedication to just do it on their own. And I know myself, I'm so creative when I'm exhausted. When I really, really push through, that's when I have my biggest achievements is when I'm just tired as hell. I wanted to quit. I didn't want to do something. I didn't want to go to this commitment or go to this job or whatever. And then I go and I surprise myself because that's when I do that. Or I've got an audition. I'm just going to skip this one. It's not that big of a job anyways. Who cares? And I go and I'm exhausted because I prep. But I'm like, I'd just rather sleep. No, those are the things that pay off.
Yep.
And those are the things that most people will just quit, you know, right before that moment. And I like that about this show. I think they're pushing these kids, and I think that's cool. I want them to be safe, but I like that they're pushing them.
Yep.
So I really, really, really enjoyed this number. I thought it was absolutely beautiful. And then, we move on to, was Armin in that group? Or was Armin in the next group?
He was in the next group, and then he redeemed himself, they said.
Yeah, he redeemed himself.
Not for long, I guess.
Yeah. Not for long, but they gave him a lot of airtime, and maybe Mary Murphy had a little bit to do with that. In this round, we lose Vitaly?
Yes.
Oh, then he goes out and punches a wall.
Yeah, dance was really bad. It was like a local dance recital.
Oh,
that was the last one.
We're going to do hip-hop,
horrible. Even their little outfits, I'm like, you guys look like dancers. Like,
so bad.
Drives me crazy.
They look like the outfits I wore when you were, like, dancing at your studio when you were 10. And you have, like, the triangle top that, like, goes to your belly button.
With the flimsy material. It's, like, barely a leotard.
I have many of those leotards. and we also lose Sarah. I'm not sure who Sarah was. Oh, Sarah.
She's a jazz dancer.
Jazz dancer, yeah. But they're very, like, very just, like, all-American, average-looking. That entire group was.
Yep.
And nobody really stood out.
Nope.
You need to get a pixie haircut like Malice Miller.
Shave the sides of your head.
Right.
Or have on. Jasmine's big.
Yeah, right.
Crazy hair.
I do love it. Mm-hmm. We've got Contemporary. Last but not least, is it Contemporary
Stacey
or last
Tookie.
One?
Yeah,
Stacey
yes.
Tookie, who I love her.
She's, those legs when she walked on stage, I'm just like, oh, I love you. Her. I love you.
I didn't know she was so tough. Like, she's kind of tough on this episode. I mean, you have to be.
She always comes up as, like, kind of, like, cute,
like,
sweet.
Yeah. Cute and cheeky and kind of fun, but she's tough.
Woo!
I enjoyed it. I wrote down, I loved the one girl. I don't remember who it was. I hate this part of the season because I don't know everybody's names yet, so I don't know her name. But she said at the beginning of this, I'm really exhausted, but it's so worth it. That, like, summed up the entire episode for me. And that, what the entire experience of So You Think You Dance is. Yeah, you're exhausted. Everybody's exhausted. The producers are exhausted. Everyone's exhausted. Adam Shankman's exhausted because he's been out partying until 5 the night
before.
And
then crying.
Yeah. But I just love that. It really embodies the spirit of the show. And the show does have spirit, which is one thing I absolutely adore about it. We've got Jennifer Jones and Misha.
Eating disorder Jennifer. That's what I call her now.
Jennifer Beals.
Come on.
That's what she reminds me of. Yeah.
I love her, and I was so sad she got cut.
She forgot a lot of the choreography, though. You saw her sort of, like, stumble.
Well,
like,
and she was learning it by herself. I didn't understand why she was doing that.
I don't know
And
either.
Her partner, like, that whole thing together seemed really bizarre.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about this, because he really blamed himself after this.
I didn't like that.
Okay.
No, I didn't like that he blamed himself because it wasn't his fault at all.
I don't think it was either, but she's like, it's not. But when I watched her face and her body language and the way she walked away, do you think she really actually blamed him a little bit?
Kind of. Yeah.
I thought so, too.
But she didn't want to say it on camera.
Well, she watches it back. She'll see, though.
She forgot the court. I mean, she blanked a whole bunch of times, and she was like, kind of like, we go over here. You know,
I wonder if it's because she didn't sleep the night before, because she was part of that group.
Nobody slept. Just maybe they got an hour or so.
She didn't have a chance to rehearse with another partner.
That's what killed her.
She didn't have it in her body.
Mm-hmm.
She's out. And also, Maria's out this stage.
Woo-woo!
Yeah.
I wrote down Maria pleads, but it wasn't Maria that pleaded. It was the next girl, I think.
Yeah.
The blonde.
Aww.
That's just sad to me.
I understand it, but
everybody believes they should be there. Everybody at that point believes they deserve it. But she kept using the word deserve. And I could preach about this for days. I don't think that most people, especially this generation, understand the difference between the word deserve and the word earn.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people think they deserve a lot more than they actually do. You have to earn it.
Mm.
And this girl just in their eyes, didn't earn it. Yeah, that doesn't mean she's a bad dancer. It doesn't mean she won't have a career. She just didn't earn it on that day.
She should have asked just for another chance. Like, let me dance for my life. Please, please, please. Just let me try again.
As soon as I hear the word deserve, I'm like, oh, nope. You gotta go. So, poor girl. Hopefully she learns a lesson. Then we talk about, Jade, again, has to dance for her life.
And
again.
I go, come on. What?
I know.
Come on.
They're just setting them up for the top 20, for sure.
Well, and they're setting them up for that battle.
That's stupid. And there was a hashtag. The hashtag, the battle. I was like, no. This is totally producer, like, created.
You just
want a bunch of dancers to be like, woo.
And then filming them, like, going into the door, like, together and stuff.
Yeah, it's a brilliant package because they're the only two animators, and animators battle. You can't have any other two types of dancers battling.
Exactly.
You could have tappers. That would be the only other thing.
Yeah, cool.
Tappers could battle,
and you're coming off
it.
Of a season where we had Cyrus, and he was tremendously popular, and then Stacey's going to decide only one person. She's
why does Stacey decide? Is she in a lot of battles? I mean, I can't imagine.
Oh, and speaking of tappers, Curtis Holland.
Yes, next. Okay, I have a lot of stars by him. He's our next contestant, and
I love this. I loved him. I loved him.
I called it, you guys. I told you.
You totally did.
He's so you think can dance, and I just love everything about him. People will pick up the phone for him because he is so grateful and so gracious and so just,
cute.
He takes in everything they give him, and he's so shocked by it every time, which is so cool to me. And he's talented.
He's that little emotional release he had in the end. It was, I mean, how can you not love that?
He started bawling his eyes out. Everything about him is just so raw.
Is he the one that said he didn't have any family that came with him that audition?
Yeah.
I'm so happy for him.
And they asked him what he thought about Stacey's choreography. He's like, I've never danced like that. I've never moved like that. I've never felt like that in my life.
What is amazing about him is when I watch him and listen to him, my entire body, even like talking about him right now, is just like filled with joy. And like, I just love him. And he said, I had to write it out. He was crying because it felt so good. Because he's never danced like that.
Ever. And that's just, it is so true because I guess I wasn't even necessarily aware of it, but like I think of him now, like I start to think of him, I just tinkle. My whole body just, it's like I want to go hug people. It reminds me, I had a back injury years ago, and I don't condone this, but I was on some pain medication. I was a little bit floaty. And that's how it makes me feel. I feel like I'm on my pain medication. Yeah.
I really love him.
He makes me feel like pain meds.
Yay!
Hashtag pain meds. No
Curtis,
good.
Curtis, hashtag back in.
No, he's adorable. I'm so excited. He's going to make it on the show.
He'll absolutely make it on the show.
For sure. And then we've got the battle. No, not yet.
I want to talk about Blueprint and Jasmine dancing
Harper,
together.
Yeah.
Was that like, was
so
anyone else
set
drama?
Up. So set up.
It was set up, but you know what's nice though is that there's a comfort level there because they do know each other. And so I think for her, probably she was like, this is great. I feel comfortable with this person. Mm-hmm. I know him. He knows where I'm from.
Does she feel comfortable with him? Like maybe. Sure. Like maybe. It's, like he was the buddy who like convinced Cyrus to dump her. Who knows?
Yeah.
But it seemed like when they were together, there was like some connection that was really bonding them throughout the dance. It was just, that was beautiful. And her extension, that tilt, I was like, oh, she's just everything. I'm rooting for her all the way.
Yeah, she is a very raw dancer. She's very emotional. She lets it all out there. She's kind of like a train wreck, but in a good way.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I do want to see her face a little bit when she dances. I mean, I love her look. It's just a lot of hair right in front of her face.
Because
so.
She has a really pretty face.
She's gorgeous.
I think if you like hold it back and like kind of a little braid something to
the
side.
Yeah, keep the look, but just pull it back a little bit.
And her body is so sick.
Oh, God.
I
like that she has curves and stuff, too. I think it's
just
beautiful.
She has big boobies, which most dancers don't have. And I was like, get it, girl.
She has a real body.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Which I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Cool. I do love her.
I can't believe Nigel kept asking questions.
God.
That poor girl. And, like, he just kept going. Like, where most people would, like, you're like, I get it. I know what she's going to say. And he was making her say it.
But I also think that she is smart, too. And she knows what she's answering,
too.
She
does. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Even if that's not what she was thinking, she gives him the answer he wants.
Well, because appropriately, the whole point of this dance, the story they're trying to tell, is that one partner has given, and when they get to the point where they're no longer able to give, they're ready to walk away, and that's the point where the other partner finally has come around and is ready to give again, and it's too late. It's just too little, too late. So
we're
that's her story.
We're gonna see the two of them dance together, top 20.
Yes,
I wouldn't be surprised if they were the partners for the top 10 or for the 20 till 10.
Yeah. Before the All Stars come in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh my God, I am dying to know, like, if later on her and Cyrus will dance together.
You know they will. You know they will.
It's already planned. Come
on.
We're calling it. Yeah, they already know. They already know what's happening.
You know, in the background, they're gonna show they're going to show them backstage walking past each other, not saying anything.
Yeah, like,
trying to avoid.
I bet they're probably fine. I bet they're probably cordial with each other.
It doesn't seem
like it was that horrible and mean
it
of a
does.
Breakup.
It does. I think it does because I think, I'm sure it was like a text message breakup. She wasn't in L.A. He was in L.A. She was in Atlanta or wherever. Where is, I think that's
yeah.
where
he's mm-hmm. in Atlanta, yeah.
Atlanta, yeah. yeah. So, yeah, I bet it was. I bet she hasn't seen him
well,
since.
Well, let's not speculate, you guys.
It's but more exciting that way. Right?
That's gossip.
So exciting. Then, of course, we have the battle. We have the two animators going head to head. We got Jade and
so
and
sick.
And where am I? Blueprint.
Blueprint.
I thought that Jade kind of killed him. Actually, I
really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh no!
Blueprint
second.
Really?
Blueprint second. Jade at the beginning was killing it, and then Blueprint's second one was like.
Oh, we have a,
out of
everything.
We have a split panel. The veterans versus the rookies.
He was isolating his like left pec. Like I was like, what are you doing? Like, how are you doing that? That's amazing.
My boyfriend can do that. No biggie. But then Stacey Tukey gets to decide. Krista loves me. Stacey Tukey gets to decide who stays and who goes.
You're both in.
Shocking.
Oh my gosh.
Like they're going to lose one of them.
No.
If they did, I mean, I would have been so pissed.
So mad.
And Nigel, this is why you got fired off American Idol. You fiddle too much.
Don't fiddle
with what works.
Let it happen.
This is true.
Just let it happen.
Ooh,
I'm talking to you, Nigel.
Bring it in. Kristen is bringing it tonight.
That's right. I'm going to have a hashtag the battle with you.
Watch out. So, and then we get this last bit of the show was a little awkward for me. Everybody got to plead their case, which is so strange.
Weird.
First of all, I was really bummed they didn't do a Broadway round because Tyce always does something like cuckoo crazy and they always fall apart and they're like,
maybe the first number of the season, the top 20 will be a Broadway number to give him his time. But I thought it was really weird because it's not about dance. The show's not about your story, but really it is. But it really should be about the dancing. And then they cut people. They cut people from that point on. Like, you made it through every round and then you get cut.
I like your personality.
I think that there were final solos because there's always a final solo that you do before Green Mile. And they didn't show that. But they were all dressed in their solo outfits. So I think they did the solos and then went on stage.
That's what they usually do. Was in that yellow ballroom outfit.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
So at the end of the show, we've got 33 dancers going through to Green Mile. 33 is my lucky number. I'm really excited about that. Do we have any news and gossip about the show for next week?
Yes.
Share it.
Okay, quickly, Louis Van Amstel is choreographing a dance for So You Think You Can Dance.
Yay.
So I'm assuming some of the ballroom dancers Louis is going to be doing.
I love him.
Speaking of Adam Shankman, he does love to party. He's been at 3 or 4 events that I've been at in the last 2 weeks. So either we're stalking each other or he's a big party boy or I'm a party girl.
Did he choreograph the three-way dance last year at the beginning of the season? I felt like he choreographed for the show
before.
Was
that Dimitri?
That was Dimitri, I believe. Because I think Sharna actually assisted him with that.
Huh. So.
He did something last season, I think.
But I think it was later in the season.
Got it.
Let's see. If you guys are fans of Whitney Carson, her website is up today, whitneycarson.com.
Ooh.
And for those of you that follow Spencer Liff, Sleepless in Seattle is opening. It's actually open here, Pasadena Playhouse.
Yes.
It is a premiere, the first time they've ever done a musical of it. And he was also on the choreography team of that opening number at the Tony Awards.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
Oh, my God.
So good.
Look at it on YouTube if you have not seen it.
Best opening in the history of award shows.
Ever.
Amazing.
Incredible. And Neil Patrick Harris is just absurdly talented.
So cute.
You guys, we're gonna skip predictions because we've made so many on the entire night, and it's pretty set now. We know who's going through the top 20, but we'll find out for sure next week. You guys, where can our fans follow you all on Twitter?
You can find me on Twitter at @Jake_Dupree and on Instagram at @JakeDupree.
@KristenBurton, of course, my blog, redcarpetcloset.tv, and we're so proud of you, Jake.
Thank you.
We love you, Jake. And you can find me at @ChloeWestX on Twitter and Instagram.
You guys can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and now on Vine because @_AJGibson. Check out my website, ajgibson.tv. Until next week, thank you so much, you guys. Take care.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.